official. So if you're accumulating like information about somebody based on their pop cultural tastes, that's one of the quickest ways to sort of determine like, oh, this is what this person's sensibility is. This is what this person cares about. Maybe even what their ideology is. And I remember, you know, this was especially in on display when I used to work at a record store in Boston called Newbury Comics. And we used to, you know, the employees there would basically go in a rotation of choosing what people listened to inside of the store. And a lot of the times that would be purely personal taste. So you would play like a Jimmy World record or a record by Underworld. Sometimes like the people who were in the management part would try to play things that they thought people would buy. They would always try to play upbeat rhythmic stuff on Saturdays when there was a lot of people in the store.